This week's Dvar Torah is sponsored by Rabbi Yisroel and Mrs. Jacobs in honor of the Hanochas Tefillin of their son Shneir Zalman Halevi. The learning of the Dvar Torah is l'schus Reb Sholem Mordechai Halevi ben Rivka Fergula Kroivo min HaMeitzar el HaMerchav. This week we will discuss the inyan of Malava Malka. Every Matzah Shabbos, when the Shabbos leaves us, it is proper to accompany it just as one accompanies a king who leaves the city. Therefore, on Matzah Shabbos, one should have a special Suda called Malava Malka accompanying the queen. The Rebbe explains that even after Havdalah, the Shabbos queen has not yet completely left, for otherwise there would be no one to accompany. One should set the table for a full Suda, even if he will only eat a little bit, one kezayis. He should light candles and sing zmiris as one would do for a king. The Arizal said that one should rejoice during the Suda as one does during the Sudas of Shabbos. The Suda is also called the Suda of David Malka Meshicha, being that it is connected to David HaMelech and his role as Mashiach. Therefore, eating this Suda will hasten the coming of Mashiach. The Gemara tells about Rav Avohu, who had an exceptional calf prepared for him every Meitzoy Shabbos, of which he only ate the kidneys. Seeing this, his son Avimi suggested that he take the kidneys from the calf which was shechted on Erev Shabbos, thus saving an entire animal. Rav Avohu did as he advised, but a lion came and ate the second calf which he had wanted to save. Based on this story, there is a minhag to prepare a special dish for Malava Malka, hence honoring the Suda even more. The Medrash tells about a special bone in the spine called luz, which did not benefit from the Eitz Hadas, for it can only benefit from Malava Malka. This bone cannot be destroyed by anything in the world, and from it Hashem will bring every person back to life at Tchiyas HaMeisim. The Rebbe explains that since Malava Malka connects Shabbos and weekday, giving strength and bracha to the entire week, therefore it benefits the luz bone, which will bring life into the rest of the body in the future. On Meitzoy Shabbos, one should wear Shabbos clothing. Some wear them until after Malava Malka, while others do not remove them until they go to sleep. This was the minhag of the Friedrich Rebbe and the Rebbe, who also told others to do so. Rebbe Yeshua of Belz once said, "For however long one wears his Shabbos clothing on Meitzoy Shabbos, his stay in Gan Eden every Meitzoy Shabbos will be extended." It is preferable to wash from Malava Malka. However, if one is unable, he can fulfill this mitzvah by eating other foods. The Rebbe was extremely careful to wash from Malava Malka. The Rebbe explains that the Yidden in the Midbar had Malava Malka from the extra portion of man they received for Shabbos. For this reason, Malava Malka completes the Sudas of Shabbos and elevates them to be an extraordinary mitzvah. One Meitzoy Shabbos, when the Chassidim of Rav David Moshe of Trochkov gathered for Malava Malka, singing Zmiris and telling stories of Tzaddikim, the Rebbe himself suddenly made his presence. He sat down and expounded on the significance of the Malava Malka Suda established by David HaMelech, and how the Schus of David protects and saves those who celebrate it. He then related a story of two Yiddish business partners who were very careful to escort the Shabbos queen with a proper Malava Malka, even when it was exceedingly difficult. Once, the central fair was to take place on Sunday, compelling the partners to begin their journey on Meitzoy Shabbos. So they packed food and planned to eat Malava Malka on the way. It was a frigid, cold night, and as they were traveling, snow began to fall, concealing the road path they were following. Remembering that they had not yet eaten Malava Malka, they decided to stop and to have the Suda, but they suddenly realized that they had no water with which to wash their hands. Looking around, they noticed a light twinkling from afar, so they traveled towards it, arriving at a peasant's small hut. They knocked on the door and asked to wash their hands. The peasant agreed, offering them to come in, warm themselves, and eat their meal. The partners sat down for their Suda and sang in honor of the Shabbos queen. Concluding the Malava Malka, they prepared to leave and continue on their journey, when without warning a group of thugs appeared, forcefully blocking them from leaving. "You will not leave from here alive," they shouted. "We kill all those who come here and take all their belongings." Seeing no way out, the Yiddish merchants begged for a few minutes to save Vidui. The criminals granted them this last request. Suddenly, ringing chimes announcing the approach of a carriage were heard, followed by knocks at the door. A paritz had come to ask for directions, for he had lost his way in the snowstorm. Laughing, the robbers told him that he too would not leave their hut alive, and demanded that he hand over all his money. Having no choice, he obeyed, but requested a last wish that he be given some whiskey to quench his thirst. They agreed, and the pirates invited the wild goyim to join him in drinking. Just as they began to drink, the criminals suddenly became paralyzed, unable to move, like stones. The pirates turned to their partners, instructing them to take their belongings and escape. In a short amount of time, they were far from the danger zone. The Charchkover Rebbe concluded, "Do you know who the pirates was? It was David HaMelech who had come to save the partners in schus of their extra care to eat Malava Malka properly, including washing for the Suda." The next morning, two strangers arrived in Charchkov, telling over the miracle that had occurred to them while traveling to the fair. There are many minhagim associated with the Suda, all of which come from holy sources. Some of them are drinking or eating something hot, as Chazal say that it is a remedy, and some say it is a skula to feel calm throughout the coming week. Saying Doi Sudosa de David Malka Meshicha, and telling stories of Tzaddikim, particularly about the Baal Shem Tov, which is a skula for many things. The first two minhagim were known to be done by the Rebbe. Eating Malava Malka is a skula for many things: an easy childbirth, parnosa, health, and long life. It also elevates a person beruchnius, protects them from lying, serves as a tikkun for past avedus, and spares a person from chibut hakever. As per the request of the residents from a small Lithuanian town, the Baal Shem Tov sent one of his chassidim to be their rav. In that town lived a Talmud Chacham who was supported by the townsmen's contributions. The new rav, seeing the lack of support to the communal charities, was displeased that all the money was being given to the Talmud Chacham. He announced that it was better to give less to one person and not neglect the needs of the public. As a result, the contributions towards the Talmud Chacham slowly decreased. One Thursday, the Talmud Chacham's wife came to the Beis Medrash, as was her custom, to ask her husband for money to buy their family's Shabbos necessities. Being so distressed at having nothing to give her, he wept, and his tears went straight to Shamayim, arousing a prosecution against the Rav. Finding the Rav guilty for this and one other charge, the Beis Din above handed his judgment over to the prosecutors, who decided that worse than killing him, they would turn him into an apikoidus. That Shabbos, standing wrapped in his talus, ready for Shacharis, the Rav was suddenly crazed by a burning desire to convert. Throwing off his talus, he drank all the liquor that had been prepared for the Kiddush and rushed to the house of the priest who lived on the outskirts of town. Hearing his desire, the astonished but delighted priest showed him to a room with lots of food and drink, telling him to wait. The Rav drank freely from the large bottle of liquor, causing himself to feel nauseous, and fall asleep on the floor. Soon the townsmen heard what had happened and were shocked and dumbstruck. Meanwhile, the Baal Shem Tov ascended above to see how his Talmidim were doing, as he did every Shabbos during the time of Shalosh Shudas. When he saw his Talmud the Rav sinking in the powers of Klipa, he appealed to the Beis Din above, listing the Rav's many mitzvahs, but they were not sufficient to remove the decree. The Baal Shem Tov then spoke up and pointed out that the Rav had always been careful to observe Malava Malka. The Beis Din agreed that the Rav be spared, on condition that he would fulfill it that night as well. The Baal Shem Tov descended immediately and called over one of his close Talmidim. He wrapped him with his holy gartle, handed him a loaf of challah and one slice of his own challah, and commanded him, "Go to the window where the light is shining, and you will know what to do." Without questioning, the chassid left. The Baal Shem Tov remained at the table, repeating again and again, "Levatola b'chol klifin." The Chevraya Kadisha realized that something was amiss. The chassid passed the city limits, but soon found many difficulties disturbing his travels. The roads were rough and his energy waned, so he cried out to Hashem that he be able to fulfill his Rebbe's instructions. Suddenly it became easier, and he felt the ground miraculously disappearing under his feet until he saw a lantern shining from a distant window. Entering the open door, he saw Ayid lying in vomit, fast asleep, and the watchman told him that this was the local Rav who had come to convert. He understood the purpose of his mission. The drunken Rav soon awoke and immediately reached for more whiskey. But the chassid grabbed him, telling him to first wash his hands and eat some challah from Lava Malka. As the Rav tasted the holy challah, the Kedusha filled him, releasing him of the powers of Tumah. "What have I done?" he cried. "No one can help me except for the Baal Shem Tov. Only he can direct me to do tshuva, but he lives so far away." The chassid instructed him, "Hold on to my gartel, and we will leave this place." They stepped outside, and in only a few moments they found themselves in Mezhebuzh. They opened the door, and upon seeing the Baal Shem Tov and his chassidim sitting at their Malava Malka, the Rav fainted. When he was revived, he wept bitter tears of a true Baal Tshuva, and the Baal Shem Tov taught him how to correct his past and continue on the proper path. At Malava Malka, some have the minhag of reciting a piyut with the words, "Al tira avdi Yaakov," "Do not fear my servant Yaakov." The Rebbe explains, after an entire day of not working, one may be afraid that he will be losing money, for his competition is open on Shabbos. Hashem promises, "Do not worry. If you observe the mitzvahs, Hashem will provide you as a master who must provide for a servant."